Good afternoon, everyone. I want to thank you for joining us for the presentation with Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. We have Stephanie Turner joining us today, and this is a little bit of a different presentation. We're going to try a hands-on presentation to walk you through some of the key things. So Stephanie is going to take us through that, but I just wanted to welcome everyone. We have a great turnout, so it looks like everyone is back in the swing of things and ready for school. So up here where I live, some of the leaves have started changing, and today is the first day of school. So it's great to have you all here joining us. I am going to send out a poll at the end of the presentation, just wanting you to rate and give us some feedback on how the presentation is going, and I'm seeing whether people are able to stay within the room. So if you have any technical difficulties, please send me an email message and we will see what we can do to help and assist you if you are getting bumped out of the room here and there. So letting you know that you will not have access to your mics to begin with because it interferes with our presentations a little bit. So wanted to welcome everyone, and we are going to go over some housekeeping information for those people that have never attended one of my presentations. So first of all, I wanted to introduce myself. I'm Brenda McBride. I'm the product manager for the Classmate Reader, and we're staff, and I work for Humanware. So, and I'm based in Saskatchewan. So I wanted to let you know that this particular presentation is only going to be available through speakers and headset. We don't have a telephone hookup. And individuals, once we go into question period, will actually be able to participate with that. We really encourage questions. If you have anything, we will address them throughout the presentation. Please put them into the public chat area or save them until we are going to have the open question period. So we would love to have your feedback. Please send that information to brenda.mcbride@humanware.com. And I wanted to let you know that we also record this information, and then we post it to our website. So if you know someone that this information would benefit, then you can go back to the past presentations and take a look. And so we have that with audio and video. We also have that in MP3 files, and we're also adding that for individuals using Macintosh computers. So in the MP3 files, you're actually able to transfer that information onto your digital talking book player, so our Classmate Reader and the stream, and then you can listen to these presentations at those opportunities. But with this, I'm going to turn the presentation over to Stephanie. She's going to go over some background information, and then we're going to get into our hands-on information. So we're going to move forward.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hopefully everyone can hear me nice and loud and clear. And as Brenda said, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We'll be zipping through a lot of information, but please feel free. We encourage this to be as interactive as possible, to ask questions. So just a little history on RFB&D, who we are, and the people we serve. What you see on the screen is our current vision and mission statement. So our vision is for all people to have equal access to the printed word. And our mission, RFB&D, is a nonprofit volunteer organization, and we're the nation's educational library, serving people who cannot effectively read standard print because of a visual impairment or learning disability or other physical disability. Our mission is to create opportunities for individual success by providing and promoting the effective use of accessible educational materials. Okay. As of right now, we have more than 55,000 textbooks and literature titles from every major K-12 publisher in our library. Our audiobooks are recorded in DAISY format and are available on CD or downloadable. Our online catalog offers subject and keyword searching. We also offer free web-based teacher training and other classroom support materials. And we have 24/7 member service online and phone support. We also offer annual National Achievement Awards and a free teacher support website, which the URL is listed on the screen, at www.learningthroughlistening.org. Okay. So right now I'd like to announce something that came up and is rather new. I don't know if many of you are aware, but RFB&D right now offers a free individual membership. This is thanks to major funding from the U.S. Department of Education from the Office of Special Education and Programs, which we refer to as OSEP, and the support of our private donors. Our individual membership is now free to individuals with the proper certification, and the member benefits include free access to our library, as indicated, our human narrated audio books with descriptions of images, tables, and graphs, and 24/7 online member services support and coverage. Various audio books are also available in the formats I mentioned, which is DAISY on CD, downloadable, and Windows Media format. We still do offer our varying levels for institutional membership, which is on the screen. So for level 1 for institutions, it's $350, level 2, $500, and level 3 for institutions is $950. Okay. So on the last call, we referenced DAISY a lot, but didn't get a good explanation as to what DAISY is. So we included this slide to address, you know, what is DAISY? And it can best be explained as a set of digital files that includes one or more audio files containing a human narration of part or all of the source text. It's a marked up file containing some or all of the text. Strictly speaking, it's marked up text. It's synchronization related to bookmarks within the text file and points in the audio, and the navigation control, which enables users to move smoothly between files while synchronization between text and audio is maintained. Okay. So, we talked a little bit last time, and we had just launched the Audio Plus downloadable, which we're referring to as a DAISY downloadable, and these DAISY books do require specialized playback equipment. So now RFB&D offers downloadable DAISY directly to your PC. All of the books can be played on all RFB&D DAISY playback systems. You also have the option now to burn your own CDs or continue using them as we have in the past on DAISY players. You know, so no matter how our members choose to receive our books, they receive the same features, which is the enhanced navigation that allows them to move easily through the book, page to page, chapter to chapter, or section to section. All of our DAISY formatted books contain the bookmarking capabilities as well as the variable speed control, which give users the option to speed up or slow down the audio without any distortion. Okay. So we also talked a little bit about the fulfillment process. How do I get these books? How do I search and order them? How do I download them? So we launched a WMA format, which we refer to as Audio Access, about a year ago. So the fulfillment process for downloadable DAISY is the same, where you would search through your online account and you would download them into your online account. They would appear in your downloads page, and I'll walk you through that a little later. And you'd have the same download manager tool for downloadable DAISY as you would Audio Access. And again, the DAISY playback systems will read the Audio Plus books on CD as well as the downloadable versions. Okay. So the Customer Hub catalog search, or the online catalog search as we refer to it, that's where you'd search for your books in order the books that you needed. The books will appear in categories. So you'll see downloadable DAISY. They will appear with the prefix of DL, and they'll have the product number or shelf number. And ordering the book in CD or WMA format, for WMA format, they would appear with the prefix WM. And then the DAISY CD books, they appear with the prefix DT. And all of the DAISY recorded books are available in installments, just like the CDs. All of the downloaded books, are available in installments, just like our DAISY CDs. Okay. I'm going to kind of whiz through this because we're going to show you a little bit of this once we go through the online account process. So same as a download manager for audio access, but it's a new version. That's how your books would appear on your screen. It keeps tracks of the files required for the books. It keeps the files organized by book and CD, allows customers to recover from interrupted downloads. You'll be able to download both Audio Plus or Daisy Downloads and Audio Access using the same tool. You just want to make sure you have the latest version of the Download Manager, which is 1.2B, to get the Audio Plus Daisy Downloads. Okay. We have a technical support site specifically for the new Daisy download process, which is on the screen, 800-772-3248, or the link above will take you right to the technical support site where it's broken out by different things. We always encourage members to review the site because there are frequently asked questions, how-tos, what playback options, you know, are available. There's a lot of good content and resources on that site. So you can go to that site. And then if you have additional questions, you can always call in to member services or to the tech support representatives for additional assistance. Yep.
Perfect time. Anna, we are going to be asking some questions here, so I'm going to have Stephanie address those. If we need to go back any slides, please let us know. So, Stephanie, I'll let you answer this particular question. It looks like we have a few hands up as well.
Okay. The question on the board is, are there any plans to create a download manager for the Mac? The answer is yes. I don't have a definitive date on that yet. What we're working on is a download manager that will work cross-platforms. So it will work on the PC as well as the Mac. It's currently on the table. The plans have been identified, and I hope to have more information on that in the coming weeks as school really gets into back into swing. Okay, I see another question that we're having a little problem with the audio. I just want to make sure everyone can hear me. I'll try to speak a little clearly into the microphone. The next question is, in textbooks, it's important that students can check spelling, so text audio in full is vital. What are our plans here? That's a great question. We do have some key initiatives for this coming fiscal year, which our fiscal year just started July 1st, to actually include, text. We know that is primary. Again, we don't have dates. We are working on plans right now and a product spec to develop that. I actually just came out of a meeting less than an hour ago. So hopefully we'll have more information, on that within the coming weeks as well. We do conversions of books from the NIMAC. So that will be another initiative that we'll bring into full swing as well. The question came up, can it be requested by particular titles? Right now, through the NIMAC initiative, it can. There are only four K-12 titles. There is a process that you have to make that request through your state. RFB&D is an authorized user. Okay, I'm going to try to back away from the mic. I see a little comment here. So we can try to go into the NIMAC process very briefly and discuss what that will be. Brenda, are you?
Dominic, if you have a question, please go ahead. I had to release you, but you are now on. Okay, thanks. Okay, Stephanie, did we? You covered everything that you wanted to regarding the NIMAC. If that's the case, then we'll continue on.
Okay, thanks, Brenda. Okay. One thing we wanted to identify, and we felt it would be important to do, is because now we are offering our members choices, there are variances in the playback capabilities of the DAISY versus the WMA format. So the grid on the screen identifies what's applicable for each category. So for human narrated audio, that applies to all of our books. All of our books are recorded by volunteers. So that applies to the downloadable DAISY, the DAISY CDs, and the WMA downloadable. Audio descriptions of images and tables and graphs, again, applies to all three formats in all of our books. The enhanced DAISY navigation, bookmarking, and variable speed control, that applies to only the DAISY formatted books, so either the downloadable DAISY or the DAISY CDs. Requires a specialized DAISY player, hardware and software. Again, that applies to the downloadable DAISY and only the DAISY CDs. Requires online member account access. In order to download, you must have an online account, so that does apply to the downloadable DAISY as well as the WMA. Contains full text and synchronized audio. Well, that would apply to NIMAC books only. Burn content to a CD. You cannot duplicate the DAISY CDs that we distribute, but you can burn your own content from the downloadable DAISY format. Compatible with MP3 players and Windows Media Player, applies only to WMA downloadable, and downloads chapters or sections of a book applies only to WMA downloadable. For downloadable DAISY, because of the encryptions, you must download the entire book before you can play it back. And on the bottom is this little asterisk that MP3 players must have DRM capabilities. And I do see a question, are the WMA files protected WMA or DRMA? WMA. They are protected, so any MP3 player must have DRM capabilities. So normally on the box, under the requirements or description, it does indicate whether or not it can play back DRM. So that is a requirement. All of our files are still protected and encrypted in all formats.
Okay.
So RFBND is an authorized user of NIMAC files. So we do have the ability that if the state requests a book, we can produce it in that format. It's not widely publicized right now because the processes are still, you know, being defined, but we do have that ability to turn around a NIMAC file. Again, NIMAC does not address post-secondary books. It only addresses books that are K-12. So, some other great news. In celebration of our downloadable DAISY, RFBND will begin distributing the Victor Reader Stream and the Plextor Pocket Players. That's set to go live right now on Monday. So if you went to the RFBND website, you'd be able to get Plextor Pocket Players and Victor Reader Stream Players that support the downloadable DAISY format directly from RFBND. In addition to that, members now have the ability to authorize additional playback devices to play RFBND content with some simple, easy steps that I will go through once we go to the live part. In order to authorize additional playback devices, you must have an online account. You'll be able to select your playback device that we authorize, and you'd have to enter in the device serial number and download the zip file. I see two questions up. One says, how long does it take? I think that was in reference to the NIMAC book. And we're committed to timely turnaround, but it really depends on the size of the book. But they're estimating probably 10 to 12 days or less. Second question is, how much is the Victor Reader Stream from RFBND? It's the same price. It'll be $3.49. And the third question is, I have a Victor Reader Stream. Do I have to get a key to play RFB and D books? The answer is yes. Okay. Brenda, if you want, I can pause and see if there's any additional questions.
So just going to give you a minute here to for anyone that would like to activate their mic and ask a verbal question, and then we'll continue on with the presentation.
Okay, I see a few questions in the chat window. I want to make sure I address them all. There's a question regarding the NLS talking book machines. RFB&D has received the keys when NLS starts the distribution of the book, the distribution of their players, that yes, we will have the ability to play RFB&D content on NLS players. We've already began testing that process. So the downloadable DAISY will work very well on the NLS players. You download your book to a thumb drive or a flash drive, insert that into the NLS player, and you'll be able to play your RFB&D content. Regarding the question, will the chat be archived? I'll let Brenda address that in just a moment. There was another question, will the new BookSense player be coming online as well? The answer is tentatively yes. We have demo units in, so pending a successful field test, we will incorporate that not to our distributed line of playback devices where you'd still have to go to an authorized dealer or directly to BookSense, but you will be able to authorize your BookSense player for RFB&D content. Again, I don't have a date for that. It is pending a successful field test, making sure that that device does meet all the same playback requirements as other RFB&D authorized or distributed products. There's one other question, sorry. Will it work with a stream that is authorized for NLS? I'm not sure what that question is there. If you can clarify, if you're referring to DAISY content, will it work on a stream that is authorized for NLS? You still have to authorize your stream with RFB&D. If you've already authorized it for NLS, you still have to authorize it for RFB&D. Another question regarding the PacMate Omni and Key. Okay, there is a authorization key that is needed for the PacMate and or for the Omni as well. So I'll show you that in just a minute. You don't need to purchase, last question, do you need to purchase a key for the NLS talking book machine? There is no purchase any longer. We're just making that part of your membership. So as long as you have an online account, individual members will have the ability to authorize up to 5 devices, additional devices, on their account per calendar year. Let's see. Sorry, a lot of questions. I'm trying to read through them. With the Braille Plus and Icon work with RFB&D books soon? That is, again, currently being tested, and I will tentatively say yes, we have to test that process, and based on a successful outcome of a field test, both of those products are probably running simultaneous tests, the BookSense and the Braille Plus and the Icon from a Level Star. We are working on testing both of those. Again, I don't have a target date as we are in the early stages of testing. Brenda, I'm just going to release the mic for a minute because there was a question regarding archiving of the chat session.
Yes, you can always come back and review this particular session again on our product presentation page for HumanWare. It's posted about three business days after the session, so you're always able to come and view that session again, and it's provided in a few different formats.
Okay, thank you, Brenda. So what we have on the screen right now is a screenshot of my account when I've logged in, just to show where this would come up. So there's a member login. I've already logged in. And down towards the bottom, it says Other Options. authorize a player for Audio Plus. This is where members who have created an online account will be able to click on a drop-down menu, and if they have additional playback devices in their arsenal, they'll be able to authorize them free of charge. So if we can go to the next screen. Okay. So right here is the drop-down menu. And what you see is a list of current playback options that RFB&D currently supports. As we add new options, this list will be expanded. So this takes the place of the existing link that we had under our players and accessories that had user authorization keys, where previously you would purchase a user authorization key and it would be sent to you on CD or have the ability to download. So now, again, the charge has been eliminated. You must have an online account. You must create an online account. And you would go to this screen and you would select your appropriate playback device. So we've kind of merged that function in here to see, you know, what we have right now that we authorize. And as I mentioned, so pending a successful field test of the BookSense player and of the Braille Plus and Icon from LevelStar, those would be added to that screen as well. Brenda, someone had indicated that their screen hadn't updated. Okay, I see you just went back. So, and what would happen is you would select that player, you would input your serial number, and you would download a file, and we'll go through, you know, how that would work. Okay. I'm going to pause right here again for a second to see if there's any additional questions. Okay. I see a question here that asks about the UAK for Victor Classic or Victor X Plus. The list of playback devices that displayed, to answer your question, no, you will not be able to download those because those are for CD players. You'd still be able to select it, and what would happen is we're still working that piece of the process out. We'd either send a CD out to you for you to do, or we'd have to handle it the same process we have before where you would send your device in. But for the Classic or the Wave, that would only come into play if you did not purchase the player directly from RFB&D. All of the RFB&D distributed products already have the UAK installed on them. Now, the only caveat to that is that since we have recently, or will be adding, the Victor Reader Stream and the Plextor Pocket, the early versions of those devices will not have the UAK installed, so you'll have to follow the short process that I just described on the screen by selecting it and downloading it. Notification will go up on our website, probably, I'd say, around the September-October timeframe, that when you do purchase the Stream and or Pocket device, you would no longer have to download the UAK. It would already be installed. So if anyone has received a Wave or a Classic directly from RFB&D, you're aware that those products are already enabled. All you have to do is charge them up and begin playing your RFB&D books. Two more questions. The authentication for, or the authorization for each device is linked specifically to the serial number of the device. So once it's authorized once, that's all that is needed to be done. I see there's a comment or a question where a device might be shared with family members, but the authorization is linked to the serial number of the device. So I may need to discuss some options with you offline. There's another question. If you have a Braille Note and a Victor Reader Stream, do you have to download one file for each device? Yes, you have to authorize each device. As indicated, the authorization is linked to a unique identifier, which is the serial number for each device.
Craig, let me address your question offline because I just want to make sure I understand it correctly regarding the authorization packs and the benefits of installing them now. So I can address that with you offline. I'll make sure to give you my contact information. Any other questions before we move forward? Okay. Brenda, do you want me to take control and go to the site?
Stephanie's just taking over the screen, so we're going into a follow me section, and we should